Steve Bernhardt is the chief baseball officer at Baseball Factory. It's the leading developer of baseball talent in the country. And how leading? Well, as of a couple of years ago, at least, every single Division I or Division II college in the nation had a Baseball Factory alum on its roster. They are everywhere. And since 2007, Baseball Factory scouts have chosen the top high school players in the country for the Under Armour All-America game. That is played every year at Wrigley Field. This year's game is Monday, and Steve is with us now. Steve, thanks for your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
Now, the game itself is at 2 this afternoon, or in the afternoon, I should say, but it's not just a fly-in, fly-out thing for the players. They're here already. They're coming already, right?
They are, and this just kind of is a full taste of Major League life for them, I think, just to whet their appetite and hopefully motivate them even more to aspire to be a big leaguer one day. But, yeah, they come in. They're housed at a great hotel, the W, overlooking Lake Michigan down on Lakeshore Drive. Get a real feel for the city of Chicago over a couple days with some workouts at University of Illinois Chicago with Bill Ripken, one of the managers, and Sean Casey, two guys from MLB Network that work hands-on with the players. And so really, you know, several days of that plus getting great gear from Under Armour, who runs the event, kind of culminates with the game at iconic Wrigley Field on Monday.
But this is a thing these guys have been preparing for, not just this game, but this is not the first showcase most of them have ever been in. They've been tracked since, like, junior high school, right?
Yeah, the landscape really has changed with amateur baseball, and you're exactly right. A lot of these guys show potential very early at different tournaments and showcases and have started to get used to this kind of scrutiny with, you know, first it's college coaches, and now at this event, it's more geared towards professional scouts, scouting directors, cross-checkers, you know, even some GMs that will attend, starting to look towards next year's draft and which guys they think are worthy of high-round selections.
Saw a video you guys put together. You pull in some big names at times at this game, not only the GMs, but you get coaches to come in and talk to the players as well?
We do, yeah. It's, as I mentioned, with Bill and Sean and the connection to the MLB Network, Ripken Baseball, along with Under Armour, has been a great supporter from the beginning. You know, various years, Cal Ripken Jr. has also come in and spoken to the guys. Even everybody for two of the years we had the actual person that the movie The Rookie was based on, a really inspirational story about him battling back when he was a high school coach down in Texas and making it to the big leagues in his mid-30s after injury. So, you know, we try and introduce him to anything from Hall of Famers to inspirational stories and have gotten a cup of coffee in the big leagues that hopefully help these guys a little bit on their journey.
We're speaking with Steve Bernhardt, who's the chief baseball officer at Baseball Factory, about the Under Armour All-America game at Wrigley on Monday. Steve, you played in the Rockies organization for a few years. What would you have given as a junior high schooler, or as a high schooler, for this kind of an opportunity?
just about anything at that point when I was scratching and clawing my way to be able to participate in something like this, to play on Wrigley Field, live on MLB Network. We've gotten a very, very nice support from the area in recent years, so it ends up being a real nice crowd for these guys to play in front of. Yeah, I would have given just about anything for that opportunity from when I started playing baseball all the way through to when I was released in my late 20s.
But these things didn't exist back then, these kinds of showcases, did they? And you're not that old.
No,
we're talking the 90s here. It's not that long ago.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. But, no, you're right. There were not things like this. You know, it was a different track that you followed to try and become a college baseball player or a professional baseball player. And, you know, at Baseball Factory, we feel like we kind of helped to trailblaze a few of these changes. Again, dating myself, but, you know, back in the day, we used to videotape players when I first started with the company and send them out on VHS tapes for college coaches to look at. So we've come a long way since then. Actually, Monday, the game day is actually the 25th anniversary to the day of when Baseball Factory started. And it'll be cool to celebrate that out at Wrigley with these terrific players.
Will there be a giant cake?
That I don't think so. we're hoping for some great play on the field and maybe some highlights to entertain the people of Chicago to come out and see it.
Now, these players come from all over, you know, California, Florida, where you expect baseball players to come from. But also, if I read the roster right, Canada and Puerto Rico and even a couple from here in Illinois, right?
You're exactly right, yes. We scour the U.S., but we do go into Puerto Rico and up into Canada, and have had a lot of good players from both of those places. And as you mentioned, we're really excited to have two fairly local players this year in Ed Howard out of Mount Carmel and Ben Hernandez out of De La Salle Institute. Hernandez is a big right-handed pitcher with outstanding stuff, and Howard may be the best all-around shortstop in the country at the high school level right now.
If I'm not doing anything on Monday and I want to come, how can I?
That's great. You can just come to the gate. We will have tickets available. They are free of charge. We also have a link at baseballfactory.com. If you'd like to reserve some tickets and have them under your name at will call to make it a little bit easier, we'll do that for you as well.
And you're expecting, I mean, you get pretty good crowds for the event. I know you had I believe it was on a weekend last year, but you had a very busy, from what I can recall, several thousand people at Wrigley Field. This isn't just a couple of parents showing up.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. I think the last several years, I don't know exactly how they do the count, but it's probably been about 8,000 to 10,000 people, and it's a great event to get a seat close if you're not used to sitting close to watch a game at Wrigley, and the Cubs are kind enough, too, that 13 and under youngsters that attend the game, if they stay till the end, they'll be able to go down and run the bases on the field right after the game.
Now, I'm told because this is the end of showcase season, pitching sometimes outshines the hitting. Is that true, or does it depend on the wind?
Well, yeah, the wind can certainly play a factor. You know, the nature of this kind of showcase game with pitchers throwing either one or two innings, you know, they can kind of come in and air it out. We do have the players use wood bats to kind of help the scouting industry as well. So, yeah, hitters normally are at a little bit of disadvantage in this game. Although we've seen some fireworks in the past. Last year, Bobby Witt Jr., who was the number two pick overall in this year's MLB draft, hit one out late in the game that landed on the top step in the left field bleachers at Wrigley and bounced over on a wavelength. So we may get to see some more hitting highlights, but you're right. Normally, pitching dominates.
Place to see it is Wrigley Field. Time to see it, 2 o'clock. Date to see it, Monday, the Under Armour All-America Game. Steve Burhart with the Baseball Factory, who is one of the folks in charge of putting it together. Really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Rick.